Gone but not forgotten. Bridget McKenzie is on the government backbench, but the scandal that brought her undone is threatening to roll on. But first, the Nationals must choose a new deputy leader to replace her with the winner to take her spot in cabinet. And already, that's looking complicated. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
Sources tell AM there'll be around half a dozen candidates to replace Bridget McKenzie when the party room meeting, scheduled for tomorrow, convenes to choose a new deputy leader. Water Minister David Littleproud, Veterans Affairs Minister Darren Chester and former leader Barnaby Joyce are all expected to run. Junior Minister Keith Pitt tells AM he'll also have a go. It's all but certain the Nationals will choose a man to take Senator McKenzie's place in Cabinet.
I'm very sad that Bridget's going. I thought that she did a really good job.
That's Michelle Landry, the party's whip, who says Bridget McKenzie will be remembered for her energy.
There was only Bridget and I there for quite a while, so there's six of us there now. So, I'm sure there'll be opportunities for other members, female members of the Nationals to get into position.
Will you yourself be now contesting the deputy leadership?
No, I will not be.
Do you support anyone else's intention to run?
Look, I haven't heard from anyone as yet.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced Senator McKenzie's resignation alone. Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack issued a statement only, thanking her for her service.
Where is Mr McCormack?
On his way to Canberra.
Who will now be serving as Agriculture Minister?
Oh, the Deputy Prime Minister will be appointed as Acting Agriculture Minister.
I couldn't tell you where Michael was. He may have had other duties that he was attending to, so I couldn't comment on that, really.
Would you have expected him to be there, given it was his deputy leader who was resigning?
Look, Michael's given Bridget a lot of support. So, as I said, he may have had other, commitments that had kept him away. I mean, he's a busy man.
Senator McKenzie's undoing was her failure to declare her membership in one gun club and close association with another. Both got funding under the controversial sports grants program she administered. Scott Morrison's top bureaucrat, Phil Gaitchens, found that breached ministerial standards, but he cleared her of the accusation that started the whole affair.
He did not find evidence that this process was unduly influenced by reference to marginal or targeted electorates.
That's contrary to the findings of an Auditor-General report in January that suggested the minister overruled her bureaucrats and favoured such seats with funding from the program. Labor frontbencher Matt Keogh says projects in his electorate were overlooked.
One of my local governments was one of the top-rated programs to get funding under this program, as revealed by the ABC, and they didn't get anything. So if the Prime Minister can come and justify that, I'd love to hear it.
Well, he's justifying with the head of his department finding that, which is different to what, obviously, the Auditor-General said. Who should people believe him?
Well, I noticed that the Auditor-General's report is public and the Prime Minister's keeping his departmental secretary's report, who used to be his Chief of Staff's report, private, and I think the public can draw their own conclusions from that.
Labor's vowing to press ahead with the Senate inquiry into the affair, and it has the numbers, at least for now, on the Senate crossbench to make that happen.
Tom Eagledon reporting there.